On the line, I have Eugene O'Neill of the Bracknell Tractor Run. Good morning, Eugene.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks very much. And to start off, I'd like to congratulate you for winning the AXA Farm Hero Award, which was announced by Ryan Turbidey on the Late Late Show.
Yeah, thank you.
Would you be able to tell the listeners what the Tractor Run is?
Basically speaking, it started around 7 years ago, and we get as many people to come in tractors or vintage cars, motorbikes or lorries. And we all just land in a field there in Bracknell that morning, and we have a barbecue going and various different events. And to go on a run then for around 15 kilometres, and they all come back to the field then, and everyone pays £20 for each vehicle to have. So that gathers up X amount of money, and we get sponsorship then from companies and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
So that's basically how we raise the money.
Where is Bracknell?
Bracknell is on the Leash-Kildare-Offaly border. It's around 5 miles from Monastrevin, and it'll be the nearest town, Port Arlington, Edenderry. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Did you have the tractor run over the weekend? Because I know we did have a bit of a storm last week. So if Did you have it over the weekend?
We did. We had it on Sunday.
Yeah,
Yeah, and it was a glorious day.
how did it go then?
We 283 registrations that morning, and it left around 1 o'clock and was back around 2:30. And we had a big barbecue then, and the pub was right beside it there. So we had two bands, and it went on till around 12:30 or 1 that night. That was it.
How did you get involved and how did you get started doing the tractor run?
One of my sons, Dermot, was up in Crumlin there for a while, over a year or two. He had a disease of the hip, and he became very good out of that. So we were just talking one night over a few pints, and we said we'd like to do something for Crumlin and raise a few pounds, and this was the way we decided to do it. So
Do you have any plans for next year's tractor run?
It's definitely, it's going to keep going, hopefully. Anyway, 7th year, and next year will be the 8th year, and we'll just do the same thing again, and hopefully we'll get the support from the community and everyone around.
How much money did you raise over the weekend?
We gave over 23,000 to Crumlin. It was actually given over last night. That's what I'd made. So it was a fair amount of money.
Is the tractor run getting bigger every year? So, is there more people participating every year?
There's more coming in every year now. We had 100 extra vehicles this year. That was probably due to the Late Late Show and all the advertising and the AXA insurance, and it was very big this year. Now it was nearly too big, but anyway, everything went off without any problems. So if it stays the same or even a bit less now, it'll be grand.
Would you be able to tell us a bit about the AXA Farm Hero Award? So, how did you get involved with that?
I didn't know anything about the competition, and my wife knew about it, and she sent on an application, or I filled in the form and put my name forward. And I didn't really know anything until I got a phone call one day saying that I was picked out in the top three. So they decided this year they'd start this competition to promote anyone who was doing work for charity, a farmer perhaps would be doing work for charity and bringing in a lot of the community with him. So there was three of us there in the top, and they just decided I was the winner then, and that's where all that came out.
Yeah, it must have been very exciting to be on the Late Late Show.
It was a bit nerve-wracking for me now. I would have rather been anywhere, but anyway, we got through it anyway. My wife was with me, so she'd done a good bit of talking, so it wasn't too bad.
If any of the listeners want to get involved with the tractor run next year, How could they participate in it, or how could they get more information about it?
We have a Facebook page, Bracknell Tractor Run, and if they just log on to that, they can message us, or they can see everything for the last 7 year on that. Checks given over and pictures and what's happening on the day.
And if anybody would like to donate any of their money or their time, how would they be able to do that?
Good question. I'd have to get back to you on that one. There is a they can donate by credit card and that to Crumlin anyway, regardless of whether to go to a Bracknell Tractor Run or not. But I think she's putting up something on Facebook where if you do donate to Crumlin, there's a PIN number or something if you put in, and that'll go then as if it's going from Bracknell Tractor Run.
Well, Eugene, I'm afraid we're after running out of time, unfortunately, and thanks very much for joining me today.